Good evening, listeners. This is Pilgrim Chris on January the 11th, 2012, at approximately 9 p.m. here in the UK. And this boo is part of the sequence of boos I'm doing on argument, belief and faith. And I'm doing a little bit of a sidetrack. It's still to do with that particular series of boos, but this in itself is going to be a two-part section. And it's going to be on faith and reason, because I've been asked by a few people to sort of give my thoughts on this. Thank you to all my listeners across all my networks where my boos are posted to. Thank you very much for your feedback. It's been tremendous. So I'm deviating slightly from my original boo that was going to be about theism and atheism. And it's going to be about faith and reason. And I'm going to set a backdrop in this first boo, because I want to explain in my second boo why I believe that faith and reason are not opposed. The question is not faith or reason. I don't believe that is a pertinent question. And I'm going to try and explain that a little bit out from my perspective. And so, to start with, I'm going to look at science. We look at science. Science is the new God, if you like. I'm not being flippant here. I have a faith in God, and so I'm not being flippant at all. And I have an absolute wonderful faith in science. And God and science, to me, are a beautiful match. It is God's, for me, it's God's greatest gift to mankind, the ability and the inquisitive mind that we have that no other species of animal has. And when I'm looking into Darwin's theory of evolution, the theory itself is very sound, and I agree with a lot of it. It falls short in many, many areas, as anybody who understands it will tell you. But the biggest area it falls short for me is why, as a species, we developed this ability to reason, want to understand everything around us, to want to put it into some form of formula, to want to share that with other human beings, and want to understand the universe when no other animal does. You see, from my point of view, every other species on the planet lives for two reasons: to eat and breed. And whether it be the single cell amoeba or whether it be a blue whale, they basically eat and breed. And as far as we know, they don't reason. They don't sit around in huddles and discuss the theory of relativity or the wondering about dark matter and black holes and the point of the Big Bang, etc. We're the only animal that does that, and it's a rather extreme branch of evolution for us to get into that stage, because it is so far removed from every other species. Every other species may be different in form, but not in function. And so we're the only species that has this deep reasoning ability, and we always have had, and it grows every day. And science, to me, is fantastic. I love it. I love the thought of we can find equations, we can reason why things happen, why the universe is here, and what effects it has upon us, and what effects dark matter has on light, etc., and ad infinitum. It's wonderful. But it doesn't explain faith, and faith in itself doesn't explain science. But what faith can do is, from my point of view, give a reason for this. It gives the reason that it is a gift. We have been given a gift above all other species, and that's my point of view. But I am going to go on my next boo and explain a little bit more about faith and reason and why, in actual fact, I believe they come from the same point of view. You have to have faith in reason. It does not stand alone. So faith and reason are not opposed. In fact, they're one and the same thing. Now, that's going to possibly shock a lot of people, or at least make people interested. I hope so. And I welcome any feedback. So on my second boo, which will probably be a little bit more interesting, and that's because I'm going to try and explain something, feel free to give me any feedback you like, and or not. Thanks for listening to this. Part 2 will follow. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Good night.